Swing, swing.
It's not done.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's just gonna fade out. Swing, swing, by the All American Rejects. What are you taping this on your hi-fi?
What?
No. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. Oh my gosh. And I started the song before I was supposed to start the song. Anywho, this is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And that. That whole song was Swing Swing by the All-American Rejects. This is the 2002 show. Again, this is the third time. This is our third time through. Our third time doing the 2002 show. And you know what we've done? I took a quick inventory of how many songs do you think we've played in the 39 shows before this show?
100,000
songs? I think we'd still be playing songs nonstop. 708 songs by 349 different artists. I think that's pretty good. You know, for 39 weeks, for three seasons or so. Is this season four or season one? Or season three?
It's not season three.
Well, we've already gone through the list twice, so maybe it is season three.
Okay.
We'll call it season three. Awesome. All right. So yeah, that's it. 2002. We got some more Coldplay for you. We got some Boxcar Racing coming
Boxcar
up.
Boxcar Racing.
Boxcar Racer. But you know, for those of you who are, what's happening? You're making a face.
You're very loud. In my ears.
Turn your earphones down.
Turn your mic down, please.
I will not. Never. Never.
Like, actually.
All right. So, yeah. Next song. Do you know what the next song is?
No.
Well, I played it for, like, a second. Did you catch it?
No.
It is Headstrong by Trapped.
Okay.
Headstrong by Trapped.
Now I see the truth, I got it down. A different motive in your eyes, and now I'm out. seems useless. These white pills aren't kind. I've given a lot of thought on this 13-hour drive. I miss the grind in concrete where we sat past 8 or 9 and slowly finished laughing in the glow of our headlights. I've given a lot of thought to the nights we used to have. The days have come and gone, our lives went by so fast. I faintly remember breathing on your bedroom floor, where I laid and told you, but you swear you love me more. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off, pretend it's all okay? That there's someone out there who feels just like me. There is. Those notes you wrote me, I've kept them all. I've given a lot of thought of how to write you back this fall. With every single letter, in every single word, there will be a hidden message about a boy that loves a girl. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Or will you think of me? Will I shake this off? Pretend it's all okay. That there's someone out there who feels just like me. There is. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off? Pretend it's all okay. That there's someone out there who feels just like me. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off? Pretend it's all okay. That there's someone out there.
Nobody
stuff.
Nice, right? The Scientist by Coldplay. You're listening to Smooth Jams. No, we're not. This is Daniel Yearbuck. I'm Kyle. That's sad face Riley over there. And that was Coldplay with The
That's
Scientist.
Sad. I don't know what that was.
Before that, we had Boxcar Racer with There Is. And then we started the music off with Headstrong by Trapped. What do you think of those?
I don't like Boxcar Racer.
What? But you like Blink.
You can't have Blink without Mark.
Mark?
Otherwise, it's just really annoying. It's like, just the whole time. It's just obnoxious.
Whiny Blink.
Yes, it's just all whiny Blink. You cannot.
No one can see your sweatshirt.
Yeah, you guys can't see my sweatshirt.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I like Angels on Your Waves better.
What about Trapped? They're nice. They're a fun band. Mm. I guess. Cool.
Dad rock.
Oh my gosh.
Not a dad.
That's me. I'm the dad. You know what? Let's get back to the music. What do you think? Music.
Music?
Wait, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing? Cool.
Playing a lot of Pokemon Scarlet.
Pokemon Scarlet? Like it was 2002? No.
What?
What the heck were we playing in 2002? What? Not Scarlet. You know what? I'll be back with the answer right after these songs. Starting with The Used.
Yeah.
100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face. 1,000 lies have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only
Here Without You by Three Doors Down. What do you think of that? Before that, Greener with the Scenery by The Used.
Sorry, guys. I forgot how screamy that song was.
Yeah.
I specifically tried to pick a song that wasn't super screamy, but like the whole album was screamy.
But you picked something by The Used anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
What are you going to do?
Oops.
Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire.
Okay.
In 2002.
They're running out of colors.
That's what we were playing. That was only like the third installment of Pokemon's third generation Pokemon games. Huge on the Game Boy Advance. Anyway, we could be talking Game Boy Advance games all day, but we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Xennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
WTBR. Hear that, Mr. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Oh, lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
Yeah.
No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, I thought we were on Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm like, this isn't so bad.
Because it was Queen of the Stone, yeah, Queens of the Stone Age. This is Xeniel Yearbook. It's the 2002 show. And what'd you think of that drummer, Riley?
I don't know why. It sounds like a drummer.
Sounds pretty good, right? You know why?
Why?
Because it's Dave Grohl.
Of course.
Dave Grohl makes everything better. But he only drummed on this one album for Queens.
Is the word really drum? I thought it would be like dram.
Drammed? Dram is different. That's a unit of measurement. One dram.
That's
300
dumb.
Drams. I don't know. It's a tiny amount.
Drummed? That doesn't sound right at all.
Right. It doesn't.
I feel like there's a different word.
Drummed? It's got to be right.
Drummed?
Who knows? Anywho, where are we? Oh yeah, we're at that point in the show where we play a song from three songs from one album.
We were
gonna review an album,
is
but
this your first day?
I don't have time for all that.
And also I wouldn't have listened to the album.
Right. Although it's a great album. By the way, by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We finally got a Chili Peppers album.
Great.
Look at you. Actually, I think we did a different one. We did Californication, I want to say. Did we do that?
I don't know.
In like, would have been 99, maybe 98. Maybe 98. Anywho, here's Can't Stop.
Thank you. I'm gonna win big. Choose not a life of imitation. Distant cuss sent to the reservation. Defunct the pistol that you pay for. Dispunk the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the West End. Knocked out before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart to go to generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny. The girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee overload.
Stick knife, conch up, conch up.
She's such a little DJ. Get that quick, my street, but not the freeway. Turn that trick to make a little leeway. Beat that nick, but not the way that we play.
Dogtown, bloodbath, ribcage, softtail. Standing in line to see the show tonight.
Take a look, it's on display for coming down, no, not today. Did you meet your fortune teller? Get it off with no propeller. Do it up, it's on with Stella. What a way to finally smell her. Pick it up, it's not too strong for you. Take a piece and pass it on. Fly away on my zephyr. I feel it more than ever. And in this perfect weather, we'll find a place together. Fly on my wind. Rebellion or liberator, find a way to be a skater. Rev it up to levitator, super friendly aviator. Take a look, it's on display for you. Coming down, no, not today. Fly away.
The Zephyr Song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Man, that song was everywhere back in 2002-ish.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that song.
Really? Well, that was all over. Can't Stop was all over. It was they were a big deal. This is like peak Chili Peppers.
This California was peak?
Actually, Blood Sugar Sex Magik is probably peak Chili Peppers. Like 91? Maybe 93? But for a band to stay popular for 11 years is kind of a big deal. Who's done that? MCR?
No.
Negative.
Well, wait. So they started in 2002 and they broke up in 2013, but they got popular in 2004. So that's...
Four or six?
Four. You heard Helene on the radio.
I probably heard it.
They had like...
Once
they
or
had
twice.
Some attention.
Yeah, I didn't really pick up that band until Black Parade. But whatever. I mean, it's not just...
Well, how many years is that?
It's not about me. How many years is what? From 2002 to when?
So that's 11 years.
Now, see, there, yeah. But they weren't as big as the Chili Peppers for 11 years.
Whatever.
Anywho, speaking of 11 years, we have played, since before the show, for the first 39 episodes, we played 708 songs. By 349 artists. Who?
We need to branch out.
349 artists? That's not bad. That's a lot of artists. Anyway, who do you think are our top, I'd say 11 artists? Because I can't do 10.
My Chemical Romance.
So, My Chemical Romance is third with 13 plays. We played those probably more than any other radio station in America in the last 9 months.
I'm going to say... What about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
They did not make the top 11.
Nirvana?
Nirvana is in seventh place with 10 plays.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Stone Temple Pilots tied for... Eighth place, excuse me. With 9 plays.
Yeah, I don't know.
Radiohead also has 9 plays.
Oh, yeah, Radiohead.
We'll start at the bottom. R.E.M. and Blink 182 with 8 plays. Radiohead and Stone Temple Pilots with 9 plays. Nirvana and Weezer with 10 plays.
We do play a lot of Weezer.
We do. You know who else we play? Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, and My Chemical Romance are tied with 13 plays. In second place, with 15 plays, Green Day.
I was thinking that.
Green Day. And in first place, with 16 plays and no plays today. Any guesses?
Nope.
It is the Smashing Pumpkins.
Of course.
We play a lot of pumpkins.
We do.
But they are well-deserving. All right. Well, we'll keep the music going. This is a band called Finch.
I like Finch. They suck after this album.
All right. Well,
but it's okay.
It's a good thing we're just going to play this album. The song called What It Is to Burn.
No, that is... This is not what I asked for.
Days on fire.
punk rock princess by Something Corporate. You know what? I do not dislike that song.
I really like that band. I have a couple of their CDs, but I can't stand that song.
My gosh.
Just picked it because it's popular.
Laguna Niguel, California, which is in Orange County, by the way.
Okay.
Before that, What It Is to Burn by Finch from Temecula, California.
Wow.
You've been there.
I have been there.
They're about an hour and 15 minutes away from Laguna Niguel.
It's hot there.
It gets warm. So, a little geography lesson for everyone who loves geography. So they're down, I don't think they're both in Orange County. Maybe they are both in Orange County. Maybe one in San Diego County. Anyway, they're like around a kind of a mountain from each other. So you have to drive around a mountain to get from Temecula, which is on the 15, to Laguna Niguel, which is off of the 5. Anyway, that's enough of that.
Didn't look that up. We're just from California. Instead of you all. Massachusetts hermits refuse to leave the state.
We'll start over.
We no.
All right, Riley's gonna rethink her life, and we're gonna take a quick break. This is Zennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We'll see you in a minute.
You just bought yourself a ticket to Pretzel Town, buddy.
WTBR.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
WTBR. Captain Kirk, there are Klingon soldiers on this station.
Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Just what I need, another reason to been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done.
Foo Fighters. I gotta push the button this time. Foo Fighters with All My Life on Xennial Yearbook. It is the second hour of the show, or the third half hour of the show, I would say. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Hey, welcome back. In case you're just joining us, this is Xennial Yearbook, where we play the songs from the times. It's the 2002 year. All of these songs from 2002. That was Foo Fighters. We're gonna take another one for Foo Fighters. Now they're in
Foo Fighters.
They're in the lead. No, they're in the lead. They're in third place all by themselves with 14 plays on our wonderful, wonderful show. So Riley was upset earlier today because I played a different Finch song. What did you want to hear?
I wanted to hear Letters to You.
Yeah, Letters to You. I took that out because we had already played it on another 2002.
That was like,
but
so long ago.
There, I was looking at the list before we came in, and there have been three instances where I have repeated a song out of these 708 songs.
Yeah,
three.
Dad.
Do you know what they are?
No,
of course not. Well, one was, I'm not going to count because it was two different versions of the same song.
Is it Under Pressure?
No, it was About a Girl. We played the bleep
version. Oh yeah, we played the live.
And we played the live version. So I'm going to count that as two different songs.
Yeah.
But we did play The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, yeah, we played that
twice. We played it twice. Twice in 9 months. We played Reptilia twice by the Strokes. Yep. Like, you know the answers. Okay, what's the third one then?
I don't know.
Because you know?
I don't.
You're not going to say, yep, that's right. You sure? Just go ahead and take a stab at it.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
A My Chemical Romance song?
It's not. No, it's not.
I don't know then.
It's Today by the Smashing Pumpkins. Yep. Yeah, that's right. We played it twice. Once was on your birthday show where you could pick all of the shows. And then the other
pick
one.
Pick all of the shows?
I know, right? I mean.
You mean songs?
All of the songs.
English?
I do. English much? We could have. I could have played any other song off of that album.
Yeah, it's like a No Skip album. I don't know why.
You're right. I don't know. I want to hear Today. Anyway. Back to the music. Did you see the Spider-Man movie that came out in 2002 that basically launched the Marvel Cinematic Universe into the friggin' stratosphere? I don't know, because you're like young and
young
kids. These youngins that watch these Marvel movies.
Not even allowed to rent movies.
anyway, so this is the big song from that. It's called Hero by Chad Kroger, featuring Josie Scott. It was everywhere, all the time.
I am so high. I can hear heaven. I am so high.
sending to you. It isn't the love of a hero, and that's why I fear it won't do. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait. I'll hold on to the wings of the eagles. Watch as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us. Watching us as we all fly.
Drowning Lessons by My Chemical Romance, who Riley tells me they don't play that song live anymore.
Yep. Apparently it's cursed, so they don't, because, like, either something goes wrong with the drums or, like, a light will fall every time they play it. They play it, like, three times live, and so think it's cursed, and they don't play it anymore. But, and Gerard Way also said it's too personal, which everyone likes to think it's about his ex-girlfriend. Was she the stalker?
I don't know.
He had, like...
I don't know anything about this band.
But, yeah. He had his girlfriend at the time of his writing this song thought this song was about her.
Because she's
abstaining
so vain.
From playing... Yeah, she's crazy. Okay. She's, like, abstaining... He's abstaining from playing the song because it is about her. But if you literally look at the lyrics, it's just about his gender identity. Yep. That's it.
Interesting.
I like the song a lot.
Interesting. Well,
if it's cursed, I'll tell you if we die. It's okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Hero.
I could talk about that song for like 6 hours.
I know. I don't have 6 hours.
Okay.
That's fine. Before that, we had Hero by Chad Kroeger. What do you think of those?
Eh. I think I knew Hero.
Yeah, it was huge. Huge.
Did you hear that guy died?
Chad Kroeger?
No, the guy who...
Spider-Man?
No! The guy who used to say, it's gonna be huge.
Oh, the car dealer guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
No, he isn't. Probably doesn't have any.
Oh, and that's gonna bother me. I'll think about it. Well, I'm thinking about it. Here's Scratch by Alistair. I don't know this song. It's a good song?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Well, here it is. We'll be right back. Charlotte with Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which used to be a TV show.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Because so, Charlotte, I feel like they don't have any real fans. They're kind of...
Well, you know, it's
like,
not...
They're like Black Provides. Like, do you actually listen to them, or do you just, like, know them? Like,
I mean...
Do they have a fan base? I've never met a good Charlotte fan, like, ever.
You've never seen anyone with a good Charlotte shirt? Well, I mean, you have been around for 14 whole years. Almost 15 whole years. Before that...
I can't tell if you're insulting me or not.
Before that, we had Scratch.
Whose fault is that?
Alistair. I don't... Isn't that my fault? I try to take you out to places
it's
you don't
want
to go anywhere.
I like that song. I know, like, three whole people who know that song.
Nice.
Two.
Very cool.
Three including me. Yep. They're
three including you.
They're pretty all right.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we've come to the end of the show, everyone. Thanks. If you like what you heard, come back next Saturday at 2 p.m. You can listen to more Zennial Yearbook. We'll do another year. Which year? I don't know. Not 2002, because we just did it. Last song of the day, of the afternoon. It's a big deal. Oh, Facillo. That's the guy who died. Billy Facillo.
Facillo Nissan.
Facillo. He had a bunch of car dealerships.
Okay.
And a bunch of commercials.
Nice.
All right. Back on track. This is The Red by Chevelle. And we'll hear you. You'll hear us. I always say we hear you. Next week on Zennial Yearbook.
They say free when you're single talents. The red, well, it filters through. So lay down, the pain is real. When his sight goes red out again. See you right. We'll be right back.
It filters through.